With Stanbic, you do not need data, a smartphone, or even a branch visit. Just your phone. Dial *247#. Select loan, and if you qualify, approval takes less than 3 minutes. It's simple. It's secure. It's designed for your everyday life. Think smart. Go digital with Stanbic Unsecured Personal Financing. Now on your phone.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
The time is 8 hours. Let's get into the main news bulletin.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We never money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu IMD, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jaliro ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Energy expert cautions government against placing proposed 500 million kwacha electricity fund under ERB. The Southern African Resource Watch attributes rise in mining pollution cases to alleged collusion between government and the private sector. White House says layoffs imminent with no end to shutdown in sight. To present the news, I'm Lusavelo Gondwe. Energy expert Dr. Johnston Chikwanda has cautioned government against placing the proposed 500 million kwacha electricity fund under the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, warning that such a move could undermine efforts to make it commercially viable. Dr. Chikwanda tells Phoenix News that the ERB lacks both the mandate and institutional capacity to manage a large investment vehicle. He has instead proposed that the fund be managed by independent professional fund managers with clear performance indicators to grow assets, attract domestic and diaspora investment while safeguarding investor confidence. Dr. Chikwanda has cited Ethiopia's successful mobilization of local and diaspora financing for the 5,150 megawatt Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam as an example of how domestic capital can deliver transformative energy projects when international funding is constrained. He contends that the fund's success will depend on strong governance, transparency, and a credible strategy for predictable revenue flows, which he says are key to solving Zambia's energy crisis without relying on foreign financiers.
I am expecting the fund not to be handled by Energy Regulation Board, as has been the case, because Energy Regulation Board, this is not their core mandate. Their core mandate is to regulate the energy sector. This energy fund must be moved to a professional fund manager whom you can give the KPIs on how to grow the fund, optimize the fund, allow citizens to participate in this fund, both local and those in the diaspora, to ensure that the fund grows exponentially to at least $1 billion. Over a period of time. If it is planned properly and managed by professional fund managers, it will create more confidence and you will see a lot of people coming in to put in their money there so that it becomes one of the homegrown solutions.
Government has proposed establishing a 500 million kwacha electricity fund in the 2026 national budget aimed at supporting struggling energy projects and enhancing energy development. The Southern African Resource Watch, SARW, has attributed the rising number of mining-related pollution cases and subsequent litigation to alleged collusion between government and the private sector, which they say is defrauding communities. The SARW's senior research and advocacy officer, Edward Lange, has charged that government has gone to bed with mining companies, leaving communities vulnerable to abuse as firms operate with impunity, aided by weak environmental protection laws and lack of accountability mechanisms. He laments that authorities have prioritized investment and production over human capital development and has urged the state to invest more in safeguarding the rights and the welfare of affected communities. Meanwhile, following reports that some farmers have filed an $80 billion lawsuit against Sinometals and NFCA, while about 200 former Lumwana employees are demanding 10 million kwacha each as compensation for exposure to uranium in drinking water, Mr. Lange has opposed reliance on litigation in addressing mine pollution. He argues that the judicial process is weak and often cumbersome. He has disclosed that his organization has developed a grievance redress toolkit for mining communities across the SADC region, which two Zambian mines are already using to resolve disputes quickly and amicably outside the courts.
Coming to the issue of why we're having, the reason as to why we're having these lawsuits is because the government has gone to bed with the private sector, leaving communities vulnerable to abuse. Anything could be done. Also, this is tied to the weaker police and the legislative framework.
Government has previously dismissed assertions that it has failed to deal decisively with mine pollution cases, the latest being the Sinometals matter, which has attracted widespread condemnation. The National Union of Miners and Allied Workers, NUMAW, has expressed concern over insufficient funding for occupational health and safety in the 2026 national budget. Government has allocated 1.2 billion kwacha toward mining-related programs, including geological mapping and support to artisanal and small-scale miners. However, NUMAW President Saul Semonjeka tells Phoenix News that while the allocation is welcome, safety remains a critical issue across the entire mining industry and should have been addressed within the 2026 national budget. Mr. Semonjeka is urging authorities to invest more in safety monitoring, health coverage, and improved working conditions for mine workers. He says accidents continue to pose serious risks to lives and livelihoods. He notes that as Zambia pursues economic growth and foreign investment in mining, the welfare, safety, and fair compensation of mine workers must remain at the center of national development efforts. And on pensions, Mr. Semonjeka has acknowledged the 4.9 billion kwacha allocation for retirees, but says delays in benefit payments remain a serious concern. He's called for quicker reforms to ensure miners retire with dignity.
NUMAW notes with concern the limited attention given to occupational health and safety. The budget rightly points to accidents in artisanal and small-scale mining, but mine safety is a matter that cuts across the entire industry. We urge government to invest in stronger safety monitoring, health coverage, and improved working conditions for all mine workers. The allocation of 1.2 billion kwacha towards mining-related activities, including more than 540 million for geological mapping, and in not less than 440 million for artisanal and small-scale mining, is a step in the right direction.
Shiwanglandu Patriotic Front Member of Parliament Stephen Kampiongo says despite visible cracks within the Tonse Alliance, a leader will eventually emerge. Mr. Kampiongo tells Phoenix News that it remains the collective desire of alliance members to elect a leader through shared wisdom, even in the face of challenges and internal destabilization. The Shiwanglandu lawmaker has stressed that competition is a natural part of political processes and that from among the contenders, a leader will ultimately be chosen. However, he has cautioned party presidents within the alliance against making alarming statements and instead urged them to focus on strengthening and mobilizing their own parties. Mr. Kampiongo has further